Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Malachi 3:6. Today's Bible verse is Malachi 3:6. I, the Lord, do not change, so you, the descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed. Today's verse is like balm for everyone struggling to shake off guilt and self-condemnation from past sins, those who fear that they've fallen too far to ever experience God's redemption. Malachi 3:6 reminds us of God's faithfulness despite our unfaithfulness and the mercy that always has and always will endure. Even when you and I, his rebellious children, give him every reason to leave us in the messes that we've created. If not for God's unchanging heart towards his creation and his deep desire to bring us to repentance and to provide us with restoration, we would be destroyed. In our sin, we would destroy one another and ourselves, and we would receive the full consequences we deserve, which is eternal separation from God, and that results in spiritual death. But God wants us to live, to thrive, because our God, by his very nature, is a God of love, mercy, faithfulness, and truth. Throughout Scripture, God referred to his chosen people in many ways: his beloved, his son, his firstborn, his daughters, his chosen ones. And yet in today's verse, he called them Jacob, immediately reminding them of the patriarch by the same name who, according to Genesis 25 and 27, connived and deceived his brother, the slightly older twin, out of his birthright. To secure a blessing, Scripture makes clear God had already planned to give him. Only Jacob didn't trust God to give him the soul deep fulfillment, the security and purpose that he craved. Instead, he took matters into his own hands and he made a mess of things. He enraged his brother and he ended up fleeing from him and his homeland to the land of Paddan Aram, where he eventually married the daughters of a man who ironically treated him deceptively. Then, decades later, he experienced a profound encounter where he wrestled with someone long into the night. An individual scripture seems to indicate, and that many scholars believe, was the pre-incarnate Christ. Directly following, we read in Genesis 32, verse 28, "Then the man said, 'Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with humans and have overcome.'" End quote. Expanding on this, Got Questions wrote, "It helps to know, among other things, that deep-seated family hostilities characterized Jacob's life. He was a determined man. Some would consider him to be ruthless. He was a con artist, a liar, and a manipulator. In fact, the name Jacob not only means deceiver, but more literally it means grabber," end quote. But then Jacob received a new name, which in Scripture often indicated a new identity. Jacob became Israel, the patriarch for the nation of Israel, God's chosen people. And yet, when we read Malachi written generations upon generations later, that is not how God referred to them. He called them Jacob, the supplanter, the grabber, the deceiver, which was who they were behaving like. They were people who were fighting and conniving for what they wanted, what they believed they deserved, regardless of who they hurt or how deeply their actions grieved God. And it was to them, metaphorically Jacob's, that God said shortly after, reaffirming his promise to send the Messiah, their Savior and mode of redemption, quote, "I, the Lord, do not change," end quote. We read a similar reminder in James 1, verse 17, which states, and this is the New American Standard Bible, "Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow." Listen and really take in the words of this quote pulled from the Knowing Jesus website. "The same God who created man chose to redeem him. The same one who made us from the dust of the earth designed a plan to restore the joy of our salvation. And he did this as a gift of his grace and a demonstration of his mercy. He chose to make the man who failed into a victorious conqueror." Isn't that beautiful? Despite our faults, God never fails or forsakes us. To the contrary, in Christ, we, a bunch of Jacobs, a bunch of connivers, manipulators, strivers, and conceivers, have been lavished with grace upon grace, more grace on top of the grace we've already received. I don't know about you, but that brings me such peace because it reminds me of the power and endurance of God's grace. Obviously, we don't want to abuse that grace, and we certainly don't want to reject it, but we do want to reflect upon it, to celebrate it, and to live anchored in it, to let the truth of God's grace, grounded in His unchanging nature, elevate our hearts to praise. Let's take a moment to do that now. Will you pray with me? Holy Father, we just thank you for your grace and your mercy. When we struggle with guilt, when we struggle with condemnation, remind us of your gift. Remind us of your truth. Remind us that we are wholly accepted because of Jesus Christ. When you see us, you don't see our sin, Lord. You don't see our mistakes. You see the blood of your Son. Lord, help us to really receive that truth to the depths of our being. Bring us healing. Bring us freedom. Bring us confidence. Bring us the confidence that is befitting a child of grace, a child of the victorious Savior. And it is in His name that we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
I'm Don Hawkins, inviting you to be encouraged with my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You. To subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.